B-Pod Studios.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All right, we're talking about songs that have a specific history to them. Like songs where if you hear it, it reminds you of a negative thing. Like maybe that's the car wreck that you were in when that song was playing. Or maybe like there's a song that you were playing when your significant other came over to you and said, "Hey, I'm cheating on you." You know what I mean? Like there's got to be a song where you're like, "I can't hear it. You got to turn it off."
Yeah.
Yeah.
But on the flip side, there's also songs that have lots of positive memories.
Yeah. Maybe you were listening to, the new Post Malone when you won the lottery.
Yeah, that'd be a hell of a song. Loren gave us the songs that have what was it, the most dangerous songs?
They're the most dangerous songs to drive to.
And this was number one.
American Idiot.
Which means a majority of the people, unfortunately, are listening to this song and then end up off the road or doing something. They get into a wreck, unfortunately. So, Roy, you had a song.
Yeah, Leanne Womack's I Hope You Dance. Is for sure the most negative. It's so sad to me.
Oh God!
We played it at my my great grandmother's funeral.
Aww.
And so every time I hear that, I vividly remember sitting at the funeral, and everyone is quietly listening to this song and just crying. And even as a little kid, I was like, "This is so messed up." That everyone's just sitting in here listening to a song, crying.
I don't know, because I guess I do kind of have a song like this then. I mean, this is real. I feel like really a downer. But you know the song?
It's a Monday. Hit us with it. Okay. And then the rest of the week will be positive.
All right. You know the song 100 Years to Live?
Oh, that's another sad.
And I might cry telling the story, because the night that my dad passed away, I said goodbye to my dad and I went to the hallway and sat in the hallway and that song came on from somebody else's room.
Oh, man. So that's the song.
That's the song.
You're not even listening to it, and it's breaking you up, boo. And you didn't play it. Somebody played it. Okay.
It came on the TV from, like, somewhere else, and I was like, oh, my God.
Oh.
So if you hear that now, that's going to be your reaction. Yeah.
Yeah, but
it's truly.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
Songs are a part of us.
I know, but like, there's some like sick part of me that like loves to hear that song because I feel like my dad sent me the song. I swear.
Every time I think I have Lorraine figured out, and I'm like, oh, this poor girl, she's hurting over her dad. Lost her dad years ago.
By the way,
cancer.
This was 15 years ago.
Yeah. Then she hits me with, but I play it because I enjoy it.
I cry every time, but it's wonderful.
Oh, man. Joe and Charlotte. How are you doing, Joe?
Hey, what's up, man? Are we all glutton for punishment or what?
I think so. I do. What's your story? What song got you?
Well, it's not just a song. It's an entire band. I can't listen to White Zombie anymore when I'm driving. I was in the military. I was on the return trip of a military transport mission and hit loose gravel on interstate and rolled a vehicle off a mountain and got hurt pretty bad, led to my medical discharge. Everything's all right. You know, I'm living life okay. But ever since then, White Zombie cannot be played in the vehicle when I'm driving.
Is that because you were you listening to it at the time?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I had it playing on the stereo. And that's it.
And that's not even Rob Zombie, who I love White Zombie, by the way.
Yeah.
It's not even his fault. You know what I mean? He's like, damn it, I lost Joe, and I didn't even mean to do it.
Okay, let's talk with
this is a good one.
Yeah, Valerie in Gastonia. Welcome to the Mania Wire, the Red Morning Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, mine's a happy memory.
Good. Thank you. We need one of those.
Yeah, so to this day, whenever I hear Don't You Want Me, Baby by Human League, it takes me straight back to the skating rink.
Oh, yes.
This is a scary song.
It was popular, and they played it every time we were there, and I'm just straight back in the rink every time it comes on.
Yeah, you know, I went to one of the skating rinks that never renovated. You know, it was like the same
None
thing.
None of them ever did. Hey, those are authentic.
Yeah, man, and they still like played this music when you were in there.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.